This is Signal 337, the podcast for the innately curious and creative. Hey friends, this is Tim McKenna, and this is another episode of Signal 337. So I have probably recorded this episode at least four different times and have had 20 different intros, and I have not felt all that great about any of them. So hopefully this one will work out pretty good. But when I started this show, I was talking about observations, experiences, and perspectives on design, technology, business, and leadership from someone who lives in a rural setting. I don't live in a large metropolitan area. I am not immersed in that same ecosystem of plentiful job opportunities to ply my trade and craft as a product designer, as a design manager, or a technologist. I live in a much smaller rural area that doesn't really provide a lot of opportunities for me to grow locally. And I have to look further afield and apply for roles that are more remote and more global in their perspective, because there just isn't that many opportunities for someone like me in this type of an area. And I want to talk a little bit about my observations and opinions as someone who lives in a more rural setting, making a career in the design field. So I'm going to talk a lot about my perspectives, my views, my experiences, and all of this is, again, from my experience, from everything, my opinions, and what I have known and seen to be true. Your mileage may vary, your experience may vary as well, but I thought it'd be interesting to talk a little bit about this topic, because in my conversations with colleagues and friends over the last several years, we've been having the same sort of similar thread throughout our conversations, such as we are all design professionals, and we're, I would say, pretty broad-based in our profession, meaning that we as a whole have started as graphic designers, and we transitioned our career more into product and service and user experience, but we also have experience and depth within some front-end development. We have experience and depth with animation. So I don't want to use the term jack of all trades, but we definitely have a lot more broader skill set and probably not as deep as other folks who have specialized. And that is a whole other conversation around generalization or specialization. But my friends and I have talked about just the relative difficulty that we have when we have been applying for jobs or talking with the larger community of design professionals when we don't live in an area that is more recognized as, I like to call them, design meccas. So you have those cities like New York is a design town. There's so many opportunities. There's so many companies that have called New York headquarters, and there's so many startups that are coming out of there, and they employ a lot of designers. They have the infrastructure, they have the ecosystem, they have the community, they have all the support that you need to be able to have a thriving business creating digital products and services for whether it's product, whether it's advertising, marketing. If you need design work, you have the community, you have the pool of people to hire from. So you got New York, you've got San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Austin, Denver. There's a lot of these hubs around the country in the United States. And as for myself and my friends, we live in South Central Pennsylvania. South Central Pennsylvania is a small little region in around Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Lancaster, York. I live in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And what do most people know about Central Pennsylvania? Oh, you basically pass through it on your way to Pittsburgh, Philly, Baltimore, D.C., or New York. That's about it. You might find some other people that talk about, there's a lot of farming, there's a lot of agriculture, There is the state capital of Harrisburg, which, again, if you're driving on the highway, you blink, you miss it. As a city goes, it's a small regional city. And we even refer to South Central Pennsylvania as the Harrisburg-Lancaster-York metro area, which, as someone who lives here, is a funny joke, because when I think of a large metro area, I think of a large metro area. I think of New York, five boroughs, all that. Lancaster is a small city inside of Lancaster County that is surrounded by farms, surrounded by Amish. And you've got Harrisburg in Dauphin County, small little city, some suburbs and whatnot. A really stupid argument between West Shore and East Shore, which is so dumb because myself coming from Pittsburgh, this whole shore debacle is stupid because we have three rivers. We just have one river in central Pennsylvania. And you got York, which is a smaller little metro area, smaller city. But again, they're all around like the same size. There are not millions of residents that live in those cities, maybe a couple hundred thousand, if that. And it's interesting that we have been working in this area for a long time. And when we talk about some of the new things, the trends and the discussions that are happening in the design field, we're usually looking towards like the designers in New York and Philadelphia and other larger metro areas that have the support, the infrastructure, and basically the time for people to be able to think about how we're moving as an industry. And we generally feel like our area is 10 years behind the times. We're trying the best that we can with what opportunities are here, but it can be difficult and it can be discouraging for us to find opportunities for us to grow and be able to be recognized from some of our peers and colleagues in the larger organizations. And it's difficult because when you say that you're a designer and you live in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and you're talking to someone who lives in Chicago, they're like, oh, wow, where's that? What's that like? I don't want to say this is ubiquitous, but I have had more often people ask me like, oh, wow, you're a designer. What is it like living in Carlisle? What opportunities? What kind of work have you done? There's been an underlying kind of thought like, oh, you're not from a large town. Like, you're not from a city. Like, you don't probably do the same kind of work. So what do you do? And I feel like there is an undercurrent of, oh, you're probably not doing the same type of work. You're probably not as experienced. And they wouldn't be wrong in a lot of regards because it is harder for us to find opportunities that allows us to do the same type of work or have the same type of experiences because of the ecosystem that we have in these areas. We just don't support that. But it's dismissive to feel like just because I'm not from a larger city that I'm looked down upon. And I haven't experienced that all too much, but when I have applied for jobs that were online and I could work from home completely, and I am basically competing with a global pool, I wonder how often that my resume and my experiences match up to someone who came out of Austin or came out of Dallas or came out of Denver. On paper, we may be looking very similar with our experiences and our skills and whatnot. When you think about who probably has the most up-to-date information, who's understanding more of like where design's going, you may not think someone from a small rural area versus someone who lives in a larger city that probably has more exposure. Again, my observations, my thoughts on this, and I wonder, and I would love to talk with recruiters around this, is what type of things that you see on a resume in this regard that makes you suspect. Beyond skills and the gaps and stuff, does location play into the process? I question that. Now, I talk about the ecosystem in this area. Like, Central Pennsylvania is not known for very much. We are known for a lot of snack food. If you like pretzels and chips, chances are a lot of your stuff came from this area. But beyond that, we don't really have a large community and infrastructure and support system for knowledge workers in design and engineering and development in that regard. We just don't, and that's totally fine. But when you are working in those fields and you live in the area that I live in, it can be a little bit tough to create understanding with others in your area. I don't know how many times that I've talked with, you know, doctors or whomever else in this area. Like, every time I go to the doctor's office, they always ask me, like, oh, what do you do? I tell them I work for a design team. I run and manage a design team. They're like, oh, like, you do artwork? No. Oh, so what is it that you do? Locally, it's tough to find folks that understand the type of work that you do and can be somewhat of a compatriot and, you know, have some camaraderie around it. Additionally, there's not a lot of organizations that really require our type of work and our type of craft. There isn't that many other companies that really need to have a robust product design team or service design team. Now, that's not to say that they don't exist. There are some large companies in this area that do have a large design team and have somewhat of a small ecosystem for it, but the proximity and the density of those companies are nowhere near the same as you would see in Philadelphia or New York or San Francisco. So, case in point, Deloitte Digital has their second headquarters in Mechanicsburg, like right down the street from me. And they do have a pretty sizable engineering, development, and design team. And that's cool. But it's not like you can go down the street from that headquarters and then find another team around the same size and around the same scale. You have to go into the city, actually across over into Middletown, where you can go to TE Connectivity, another global organization that has a pretty sizable design and engineering staff. But they do very totally different work, and that's cool, but they're about an hour away from each other. You know, most days when you're driving across 83, yeah, they're about an hour away from each other. Versus when you are in San Francisco, or if you're in New York, some of these major players are like floors away from each other, or like down the block. The proximity and density of organizations in this area that have an ecosystem, that have a need for designers and engineers and developers, they're just not as close. They're not as dense. And that leads to a community that's a little bit fractured, and trying to create a community and network for folks to be able to meet and find other opportunities in this area. And there are other areas in Pennsylvania where it's the barren wasteland. If you're a designer, you may not have any companies in your area that may need the needs of a designer, unless maybe you're doing some graphic design work, which tends to be very prolific in this area. But as soon as you start getting into user experience and experience design and customer experience and service design, very few and far between. And often they are usually tacked on as, we need someone who can do visual design, experience design, data and analytics, and animation, and we're going to pay them like a very pittance salary. You do see that a lot in these areas. And that goes back to the generalization that many of my friends and I have, is that this is what was commanded in our area. So then when we start to move farther afield and look for other opportunities, those with more depth and knowledge and experience, they eke out. And that's totally acceptable, but it can be hard because we haven't had the same experiences. So where I want to go on the other side of this is that for folks who live in a city, folks who live in a large metropolitan area who benefit from an ecosystem, a community where there are a lot more jobs that are plentiful, I would recommend and hope that when you're interacting with colleagues from outside of your sphere, outside of your ecosystem, that are not from another larger city, that are from somewhere smaller, that you understand that we all are on the same team, that we're all doing the same type of work. And while our experiences and exposures may differ, that it doesn't make us less, or doesn't make other people more. And this goes into all about equity and exposure and opportunities, and those can be all their own episodes. But for the most part, I would say that my experience with folks from larger cities that have had more storied careers or more, I would say maybe quote unquote glamorous, working for like a Dropbox and a Capital One and large organizations that have brand recognition and equity that a lot of people know outside of the design community. I think that when you interact with, you know, your colleagues in other industries in smaller areas, that we're doing some of the same work, if not more, in other areas because of just the needs of our organizations. And I would say that the majority of my interactions with folks from cities have been perfect. They've been amazing in regards to that. There's been no like bias or treating me or my colleagues like we're less than anything. That's, I would say, 9 times out of 10 that we all just recognize each other as colleagues. There is, however, the few errant folks that are, I don't know, you haven't had the same experiences, you probably don't have the same depth, and there's this weird connection of, you live in Carlisle, there's not a lot of opportunities there, so you probably are not operating at the same level that we are. That's dangerous, and that's dumb. Don't do that. Anyways, this was something that's been on the top of my mind lately, as I have been working with my team in building up our services and how our team operates. I've got team members in all 4 time zones across the United States, and it's fantastic. We all have had different experiences, all have different levels of experience and exposure and knowledge to different areas of design, and that diversity and experience, that diversity and perspectives and thoughts, I think it's what makes us a great team. But it's also a little bit difficult when I'm seeing some of my friends having difficulty finding opportunities to continue to grow and feeling like us living in a rural area is seen more of a hindrance than as a strength. I don't know. This is something, like I said, I've been thinking a lot about, and I would love to have a conversation with you. If you live in a small rural area and you work as a designer, I'd love to know what your experience has been. Has it been difficult, or am I just in my own little world and this is not an issue? I'd love to think the more that we're working from home and the more that companies are being completely distributed from the get-go, that location doesn't matter, but I don't know. I'm curious if other people have had the same experiences or thoughts and observations as well. Conversely, for folks who live in a large metro area that benefit from having a large community and a lot of organizations that hire designers and have the design org maturity that you don't see in other areas, I'd love to think about and talk with you about like your experiences, especially with so many folks moving out of large areas, like the exodus from San Francisco, from Los Angeles, to people moving to Montana in Wyoming and living out there, completely different. I'd love to hear what your thoughts and experiences are and questions that you have around living in these types of areas. So with all of that, I really want to say thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate everyone who listens to my show and listens to everything that I have to talk about in regards to design, business, technology, and leadership, whether it's helpful sometimes or if it's just mostly rants and tangential conversation, but I really appreciate it. And again, everything that I talk about is from my experience, my viewpoints. They're not indicative of any company that I work at currently or I have worked at previously, but it's all from my own headspace. So with that, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much and take care.